Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, how y'all doing? I'm Brother Prater. I know I'm in a different location, but I was kind of running late, and instead of me trying to hurry up and even do it late on tonight, I wanted to go ahead and just pull over to the side just to share with y'all what was on my heart. I was just driving, and I just thought, man, I may have to counsel for tonight. But as I was, right when I was driving, I decided to just pull over to the side, and that statement that I posted up there, that hit my spirit. Pushing in spite of being pulled. Push. I found that sometimes in life, you got to press your way. Sometimes when you feel like you can't go any further, God wants you to continue to push. But I found out a lot of times when we close to our purpose, when we're close to the thing that we've been praying about, when it seems like our prayer is about to be answered, the devil going to try to fight hard. The devil going to try to use anything or anybody to get to you. Man, I'm not going to be here long. I just wanted to tell you all that when you feel like giving up, when you feel like all hope is gone, you continue to press because the devil tries so badly to make you give up before everything comes to place. The devil tries so badly to make you give up before your breakthrough comes in. He's trying to make you give up in the midst of the womb before everything opens up for you to be pushed out. Don't you know the devil trying so badly to make you give up? Because he knows his time is up. So what he's trying to do, he's trying to get into your head to make you give up before his time is up. You know, that's slew-footed rascal. He's slick. But don't you know God has given us the tools for us to be victorious? And we're not just talking about just a little bit barely making it. We're not talking about barely winning. No, we're talking about not just being an overcomer, but being more than an overcomer. We're talking about looking victorious, being victorious. So I want to encourage you. I know right now, whatever you may be dealing with, you might be watching this specifically for you right now. You might be watching this thing right now. You might be watching this video right now because you were just thinking about what in the world you're going to do. You probably just thinking about, you know what? I give up. You were probably just thinking about throwing in the towel. And all of a sudden, you see this video telling you, don't give up. Continue to push. Yes, you're being pulled. But you keep pushing. You're being pulled on every side. But I'm telling you, what I found out, God's children don't suffer alone. Yeah, it might be a suffering period right now. It might be overwhelming. It might just test you physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, every area. But I found out when we put it in the hands of God, it's his responsibility to make sure we're victorious. It's his responsibility to give us victory. Yes. But as a worshiper, I was speaking earlier today. It sounded like us as worshipers, oh my God, we deal with some things that most people don't even know what we deal with. People don't know what we deal with behind closed doors. People don't know what we deal with, you know, away from everybody or backstage. People don't know what we deal with. But sometimes we put on a pretty smile. Sometimes we even put on a pretty phrase, but people don't know what we deal with in our private time. People don't know what we deal with in our private moments, what we deal with in our bedroom, and the tears we may have shared. But we still come out to perform. We still come out to praise. We give our public praise even when we're having private tears. I want to encourage you, just in case you may be dealing with that, I want to encourage you. We're here for you. But also, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I want you to be encouraged. One thing I always say, I want you to be proud of that young lady and the young man that's in your mirror. There may be somebody right now that may be facing something that they did in the past. They wondering how they're going to be able to move forward from these things that they like they allow themselves to get into. And sometimes we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But you know what? Truth be told, some of us, we may have bounced back from the mistakes that we've made, but some people may not. you know, I was talking to somebody the other day. Yeah, you could do something in your past as a teenager, and you know, to me, you know what? You might have ended up catching a charge. You might have ended up caught a felony. But sometimes that felony will ride you to the day you die. All because you did something in your past as a kid. Now you got to deal with that and the ramifications for the rest of your life, even in your adulthood. But I want to encourage you, yeah, like I said, some of us made mistakes. But in spite of the mistakes we've made, God still gives us another chance. And I'm praying for you, just in case you may be dealing with something, hey, we're here for you. Just in case you ain't dealing with anything, I want you to be praying for those who are dealing with things. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to know, hey, look here, you ain't experienced anything, you keep on living. You know, never put your finger or your mouth on people who may be suffering. One thing I tell people, hey, look here, you don't know what you would how you would respond if you were in the same situation. But in spite of what you're dealing with, I want to encourage you. Look here, even when you feel like you're too weak, we're here to help you push. We're here to push you so you can push through. We are here for you. We are here for you. Don't allow pride to get in the way from receiving the help that we're trying to give you. And I'm going to say it like this. Yes, we're here for you, but I thank God for y'all here for me. I want to tell you, hey, look here, if it wasn't for the grace of God and the prayers y'all have given to me, look here, I ain't going to say what could have been. All I'm going to say is I thank God for y'all prayers. I thank God for God helping me. So I want to tell you, we're here for you. We love you. We appreciate you. I want you to continue to remind yourself what God promised. One of the things I always think about, that show Deal or No Deal, a lot of times people come on that show, get on that show to receive that $1 million briefcase. And so what happens, they pick a briefcase. And when they after they pick up that briefcase, whatever one they chose, that banker can always try to offer them something less than what they come up on the show for. They came up on the show for that $1 million briefcase. But the devil will always try to offer them less. And that's what the devil is trying to do right now. The devil is trying to offer you less than what God promised you. The devil is trying to offer you less than what you prayed before God. But you do just like that banker. Whatever they tell that banker, whatever the people tell that banker, you know what they tell them? They tell that banker, no deal. So when the devil try to offer you things less than what you're praying for, when the devil try to offer you things less than what God promised you, you tell that devil, no deal, no deal, and you close that case up. I want you to be encouraged, and I want you to still hold on to God's unchanging hand. I want you to still hold on to the promises that God gave you. Remember, you're not pushing for nothing. You're pushing for something. Let us pray. Dear Father, we coming to you right now. Thank you, Lord, for your offer. We coming to you right now, God, we acknowledge your presence today. So, God, we come to you right now, God. Ask God to help us right now, God. There is the weight that's on the world, God. There is the weight on us, God. And we need your help, God. God, we even ask God to help us, God. Not only to lift the burden, but God, even help us, God, in the midst of whatever situation that we're in, God. Guide our feet, God, and wipe every tear from our eyes right now. In the name of Jesus. We bind everything the devil stands for. We cancel the devil's assignment right now. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you right now, God, for giving us the testimony that we need, God. Thank you, Lord, for being our comfort, God, being our guide, God, being our encourager right now, God. And, Lord, we even thank you, Lord, for sending people in our way, God, sending people, God, to help us and encourage us, to even help us, God, even to wipe the tears from our eyes, God, even allowing us, God, to lean our head upon their shoulder right now. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we thank you, Lord, right now. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. And in Jesus' name we pray, we say amen, amen, amen. I thank you all for watching the video, and I pray that it ministers to you. Just in case you want to get in contact with me, my name is Brother Prater. My number 214-908-3056. Also, I am on Facebook. You can catch me on Facebook on the Brother Prater, B-R-O-T-H-E-R, Prater, P-S of Paul, R-A-T-S of Tom, E-R. You can see my daily devotion and my videos. Also, you can go to my website as well as my mobile app. It's Brother Prater. You can see my daily devotions and my videos, as well as my calendar that shows my personal appearances. You can also go to the source section of my website or app, where you can purchase my book, A Few Good Men, A Path to God and Fatherhood. Also, my other book, it talks about, is entitled The Girl Who Was Her Brother's Keeper, The Love Beyond Life. And that's the book that's catered to the tribute. It's a tribute to my sister, Sheila Prater, who's no longer with us. She passed away due to domestic violence. So with that being said, I thank each and every one of y'all. I'm praying for each and every one of y'all. I love you. I thank y'all so much. Remember, keep pressing in spite of the pulling. Be blessed, and I'll talk to you later.